We had this tune called 7 Days. It was in 5. 3 and 2. So, backbeat here. Now, here's the thing you were talking about. It goes over the bar line. Now the reason that we did that is because Sting wanted it to be that way. And the reason he wanted it to be this way is because he wrote a mock-up rhythm pattern with this happening in a triangle or something. So I approximated it on a drum set. And the reason that it happened is because he wanted the audience to be able to hear that as being the pulse. So, like, in other words, if I was playing, people are going to clap to this, or they're going to hear that. If I'm playing that, they're also going to hear that, and they're going to relate to this. Course. All right. So what it is, I played it, I think, a little bit faster than the record. Basically just goofing. Not goofing, but not, it's just improvisational. The only structure is 1, 2, 3, and those kind of, there's 4/3 right there. Now you could have people that can hear that without even knowing what it's called. So the reason that you call it something and learn it is so that you can identify it and communicate it to someone else through some kind of intellectual means. But the main thing is to hear it. There are people who can hear stuff like that that have no idea what it's called. It's like a guy who can speak a language but he can't read. You know what I mean? He can't read or write, but he can talk great. He has no idea what the grammar is called. He has no idea what syntax is. He has no idea about, you know, prepositions. You can't end a sentence like that. He just heard it and did it. But he can communicate ideas to you through actually physically manifesting it, you know? You know what I mean? So that's the way that I see it. I don't know if that helps at all, if I'm right or wrong, because that's just sort of my personal experiential realization of that.